Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuitive Coaching with Amy Radio with your host, Amy Tamman. For more information, visit intuitivecoachingwithamy.com.
Hello, welcome to the program. And we're going to talk about perfectionism today, and I'll share with you that even as I was preparing the show notes for this, I started to get perfectionistic, and I was like, I'm not even going to do it. I'll wait. And that is classic perfectionism. You know, when it comes to perfectionism, it slows us down. It just blocks our flow, our progress, our divine connection, our bliss. Like, nothing can really feel all that great when you're looking at it through the lens of perfectionism. And you would think that, oh, if I'm being perfectionist, then I'm going to accomplish this really high standard. It's actually the opposite of that. Because when you are in the mindset of perfectionism, you know, going above and beyond, you actually don't really have a sense of who you are and what your excellence is and what your best is. And what I have found in my work as a coach and in my work as a psychic, I can tune into it energetically, because you don't know what that system is of defining excellence. You tend to end up on the lower end of the scale in terms of what shows up in your life. So the example my spirit guides gave me of this, in case you're new to the program, I just jumped right on in. I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I am an intuitive and a coach, and I help people create the life of their dreams and learn to trust their own intuition. Perfectionism. So here's the scale. So the perfectionist woman, right? She's got a standard of a man in her mind. We'll use that in his example. And he just really doesn't exist on the planet. And so instead of her getting maybe, you know, on the scale of 1 to 10, she's got this standard that's like 150. Instead of her getting like a 9 or an 8 guy, she usually winds up, because that standard is so high, with a 1, a 2, a 3 type guy, right? And so it's with anything, whether it's your job, whether it's a creative project. When we're holding a lens that is based on perfectionism, all we can see is our faults. We don't see our greatness. We don't see opportunities, because perfectionism is unobtainable, right? You can have excellence and you can strive for something and still make a mistake and it still not be perfect. And you might have to put something out there and then take it back. That is all a part of the learning and growing process. Nothing is perfect. Now, you can work really hard and you can be really focused and you can train when you have a set goal or end result in mind, right? We see this with athletes. We see this with high-level artists. You see it a lot in the theater. But if you don't even have that standard in place, if you don't have a system for defining what excellence is for you, you're always going to just be kind of moving around in the dark. And as a result, there are things that show up in your life as a result of that. So first, you'll procrastinate like a motherfucker. Like, it's like, that's, you'll wait till the last minute, you won't get it done, you always have an excuse. You will, you know, which I always thought in my younger years when I would procrastinate on things, I would beat myself up about it. But the procrastination is a result of perfectionist thinking. I have to be perfect. This has to be perfect. I have to know exactly what I'm doing or I'm not going to do it. Oh, my gosh. No, please go. Do what you need to do, particularly in numerology, if you have a 4 in your chart. And I talk a lot about numerology on this program, so listen back to some podcasts. But find a basic numerology calculator out there in internet land and calculate your chart. And in your birth chart, there are 3 numbers. And if any of them are a 4, you are probably one of those perfectionist-minded thinking people that are like, I don't want to do it unless I know it's going to be right. And that's where you got to shift your mindset and say, you know, all I can do is put one foot in front of the other and make it happen. And it might not happen exactly the way I think. It's still okay. Because through that process, you evolve and you get closer and closer to who you really are. And you find, you will discover, you will intuitively know exactly what is right for you. Also, things that you do if you are in that perfectionist-minded thinking is you'll be really cautious. We talked about this. You'll spend way too much time on something that doesn't require that much of your attention. It's energetically, when I read it, it becomes an energy drain. I have a client right now, sweet, wonderful, amazing client, and she's looking for an apartment. And fear is keeping her from finding her apartment, right? So she sent me this email about how everything was wrong, because she's looking at it through the lens of perfectionism. And perfectionism really is just a form of fear. Another way of saying to yourself, I'm not good enough. Another way of saying to the universe, I'm not good enough. And so the universe is our homie. And it's just going to reflect back to us a yes to whatever we say. So if we're broadcasting, I'm too afraid, I'm too afraid, I'm too afraid, it's going to say yes, yes, yes. And that causes us to be so cautious because we feel like things don't work out the way we want them to. You'll also find that with perfectionism, you will, you'll go through periods of time where you're excessively working on something or you're hyper-managing, let's say, your bank account. And then all of a sudden, it's like you'll get frustrated and you won't check for a while. So keep that in mind. Set really, what can I really do? I this year I've decided I'm going to do a hell of a lot less. What can I really do? I'm going to put that on the to-do list, but am I really going to do it? Probably not. Take it off. But what do I know I need to do? What is my soul telling me that's required of me? And then that goes on my list. You do a lot less. And you get to spend more time doing things that you enjoy. So let's really look at perfectionism and how is it shaping our relationships? How is it shaping the choices and decisions that we make? How is it shaping how we see ourselves? Maybe you're telling yourself, oh, I have to lose weight before I can do that. I have to lose weight. That's perfectionist thinking. I can't be happy, essentially what you're saying to the universe and to everyone around you is I can't be happy until I meet some obscene standard in my mind of who I should be. No. There probably is things that you need to do that could make you happier. Focus on what that is. And really let go of the perfectionist thinking because you are who you are. You're in the body you're in. Take care of what you have. If you place perfectionism on yourself, you're always going to be at a deficit. And I'm here to tell you, my friends, you don't have to look at your life that way. You don't have to suffer that way. You don't have to. It's painful. That's what I see. People who live from a place of perfection, specifically around body image, it's painful, painful way to live. You're never satisfied. And just keep it in mind. You'll agonize over things that you don't need to agonize over. Focus on what matters to you. And this is something that I talked about a lot last year. This was my big aha, was that when you start to really focus on what matters, you don't need as much stuff as you thought. The goal list, the bucket list gets smaller and smaller, and you can give your full attention and your full being to that which you want most. Yeah. Another part of perfectionism is not trying anything new. You know, sometimes you gotta try something new. You gotta go in a different way. You gotta seek another approach. I know I've been in a hole, a beautiful, amazing, creative hole right now about writing a book. And my initial approaches to writing books has always been get the fucker done and it needs to be brilliant, right? Which, that's so unhelpful because you still have to figure out how to actually sit down in the chair and write a book. And turns out that's how you do it. You sit down in the chair and you write a book. But a part of me finally getting to the place where I was able to do that, and I've shared this recently, that I've done the best I've ever done on my word counts and page counts ever in my writing life. And it became, it was about being willing to do something new. I had to look around and see, okay, how are other people doing this? And I tried different things, and I constantly try new things to reach the ultimate goal, which is finishing the book. So be willing to step back and say, not from a place of judgment and not from a place of making yourself wrong, it just, what could I do differently? And try it. You might say, maybe it's a dating situation, because I know many people listen to this program who want to be in healthy, loving relationships. Maybe you just keep attracting the same guy, right? My guru says if it feels the same, run the other way, right? If you are around a guy and you're like, oh, this is just like the last relationship started, turn and go the other way. Or maybe there are subtleties that feel, you know, this is where your intuition will really kick in and show you patterns. Maybe you're recognizing patterns. Maybe you feel around this person the same way you did in your previous relationship. Now, the tricky thing about trusting this is if there is a wound there that you have not healed, there's a part of you that will immediately go into that story. So you're not really necessarily connecting to your intuition. You're just kind of reconnecting to what you know to be true in the past. But here's the thing. If you get quiet and you go within, even if you haven't fully healed something, your intuition will give you signs, very clear, usually visual signs that something isn't right for you. You'll get a no on it. Or I remember a decade ago, my spirit guides are giving me this example now in real time. They're showing me there was a time in my life where right before I moved to San Francisco, I wanted to get a job working at a university. And I literally, if you went into my room at that time, I had 3x5 cards up all over the wall of all the colleges across the country I'd want to work at. And I'd get off work and I'd spend hours applying for jobs. And my whole rationale behind it was, oh, if I get a job in university, I'll get tuition remission and I can go and get my master's for free. And many of you have heard me say this on the program, if you're a regular listener, that getting a graduate education was a part of this perfectionist view of myself, that no matter how hard I tried, how many programs I started, I couldn't do them. I didn't like it. It sucked. It wasn't in alignment with my truth. It wasn't career-oriented in the direction I wanted it to. But at that time, going back, all these 3x5 cards, I never got one single response. I mean, I must have applied for probably 500 jobs at that time. Not a single response. That's the way the intuition will show up for you. If the timing's not right, you'll feel it. And just trust that if it's in alignment with your truth, the timing will show up again, or you're being led somewhere else. But because again, I was so focused on that end goal of this graduate education that it wasn't even about getting a job at these universities. And so, of course, I wasn't getting a response. And so I had to get underneath what that desire was. Oh, I'm not good enough until I get a graduate level education. And I had to kick that out of my life because it was holding me up. Completely. Look at your own situation. Where is perfectionism influencing the way in which you are approaching your situation? Maybe it's a money thing, right? I can't start saving money until I get X, Y, Z, and F taken care of. So let's go back to my client who's looking for an apartment. Her and I were talking this through, and she was throwing out everything unrelated to having a place to live. That's perfectionist thinking. Life is never going to be perfect, but it can be really freaking good if you allow it. And that comes from within, and it comes from trusting yourself, and it comes from taking these obnoxious, unhelpful, unself-loving expectations off yourself. So one of the ways to overcome perfectionism is to have more conversations with yourself and be mindful of the types of conversations that you're having. Some of the conversations that are not helpful, let's look at the ones that don't work. If I need help, then I'm weak. Catastrophic thinking, like, oh my God, the world's going to end. If I show up and somebody says something to me, I'm going to be so incredibly humiliated. Or, oh my God, I know I'm just not going to do well tomorrow. Oh, no one will ever love me. I can't write to save my life. I won't ever pass this class. Shoulds now are just make me cringe. No more shoulds. If it starts with a should, no. Think about those conversations. How are you talking to yourself? Cognitive behavioral therapy teaches us that black and white thinking doesn't work for us. Catastrophic thinking doesn't work for us. Overestimating a situation doesn't work for us. And should statements don't work for us. Don't work for us in the sense that it creates a warm, cozy, lovely environment for perfectionism to exist. Now, what type of conversation should you be having with yourself? I'm doing okay, right? Start there. I'm doing okay. I could have done better there, and I see where I can improve, and I will go and get the information so I know what needs to be improved. But I did okay. I'm proud I showed up, and I did my best. It's okay to make a mistake. It's okay to make a mistake. And some of this, I will say, my dear friends, many of this dialogue with yourself, learning to have a new conversation, it comes from doing it. I'm a business owner, and a part of my marketing is I send out emails, multiple sometimes, emails every week to my list. And the first 3-4 years of my business, if I forgot a word or an A wasn't where it was supposed to be, or maybe I used the wrong tense on something, I would just beat myself up. I'd be so embarrassed. No one has ever written me and said, you forgot an A in this sentence. Never. Right? And so now I find, once I finally said, like, why am I doing this to myself? I'm ruining my whole night over a missed word. And most people are not even going to open this email anyway. And the people that do open it actually care what I have to say. They're not looking at the missed A. All right. So after I kind of got clear with that and started having a different conversation with myself, here's the genius thing that happened. I stopped making those mistakes. Perfectionism does set us up to not be our best, right? We waste so much energy. When I talk about energy, our focus is off. There's great power in our focus, our ability to hone in on a particular detail. And it really comes from love, loving what we're doing, loving ourselves, loving the process of doing it. We can't even be in that space of focus when we have that like wicked witch of perfectionism on our shoulder, because we're carrying the burden of that person. Like, so how can you really, that person being the wicked witch of perfectionism, how can we even really focus, right? So keep that in mind. It doesn't mean lowering your standards, because 9 times out of 10 most perfectionists live out really low standards, as I said. It's about being realistic about your standards and putting things into perspective and having conversations with yourself and not, I'm on this kick, be kind in your mind. Like, it's so lame, and I say that to you with so much love and respect, and I want you to say it to yourself, it's so lame for me to be mean to myself in my head. It's just so old school. It sucks, right? It stops you from being the brilliant, amazing, gorgeous, fantastic, talented person you came to this planet to be. It's all there. Everything that you want is all there within you right now. All you have to do is kick all these junky thoughts out of the way and all these junky behaviors as a result of these junky thoughts and say, goodbye. I'm ready to be myself now. I'm ready to be myself now. And then you will start to see a transformation show up. So trust your intuition. If you think you might be a perfectionist, say, show me, Spirit. Show me how I can heal this perfectionism. Show me where my standards are way off the charts. And show me where the real standard is. Because once you get clear about that, this is why it's so important to really know what you want and to be honest with yourself in knowing what you want. And don't put a whole bunch of shit on your list that you don't really want. You just think you do. Just what do you want? If you want a nice man, say, I want a nice man who's easy on the eyes, who has his shit together, and treats me like I'm a princess. If you want a great job, I want a job where I feel engaged every day, where I feel that I'm using all of my gifts and talents, and I'm making money that makes me feel good about myself, that I feel compelled to be responsible with that cash because of the money that I'm making. When you start to set soulful expectations for yourself, you will be amazed by how quickly you will obtain them. You will be amazed by how great life gets. And not just because you're chasing some goal and you want to feel good when you get there. You're going to feel good moment by moment, second by second. And it doesn't mean it's not going to be work. It doesn't mean you're not going to work your butt off to get there. It doesn't mean you're not going to some days feel kind of tired in the process. But you will feel an underlying, lasting sense of joy and bliss and happiness. So let's say goodbye to perfectionism. Let's put on our big girl panties and be soulful human beings. And that doesn't require you to be perfect. All it requires is that you be you, just you. Until next time, I'm Amy Tamman. You can find me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. I work with people one-on-one in single sessions and in packages. Information for all of my services can be found on my website. Also, if you like this program, please review it on iTunes or share it with a friend or drop me a note and just let me know that you like it. You can also donate to the program on my radio tab on my website. So until next time, take care of yourself. God bless you.